Usually, if you come to Carter Hill Orchard in Concord at this time of year, you'll find acres and acres of trees starting to fill out with apples, peaches, and other fruit. This year, though, it's a different story for the farm's peaches. Carter Hill's Todd LaRoque and I walked through a row of peach trees where he showed me this summer's quandary: dead buds instead of young fruit.
So the dead branch, or that would have been a bud. And you take it off and it's all brown inside, nothing. If it was alive, it would have been green. They would have bloomed in May. But as you went through, all you could find was ones that just turned to dust, all brown.
LaRoque has been watching peaches grow on his family's farm for all of his 42 years.
For here, I don't remember ever having the complete loss. We've had small crops, but nothing like this that was completely wiped out like this. This is not one 6 acres, not one bud or not one peach on it, so I've never seen it.
And LaRoque isn't alone. Just try calling Union Lake Peach Orchard in Barrington. This is the message you'll hear.
We will be closed all season. We have no fruit to sell this year.
The extent of the damage is due to an unusual winter. Mild weather in January and February lulled the trees into budding too soon, only to be killed by a cold snap on Valentine's Day, says UNH Cooperative Extension's George Hamilton.
Below 10 degrees, there is a greater chance of losing fruit blossoms due to the cold temperatures. But with that warm weather prior to that, it sets them up even more so. And the wind caused more drying out of the tissue, which also would have helped cause more problems.
New Hampshire typically has about 130 acres of peaches ripening during the fruit's peak season in late July and August. The soil in many areas is well suited to peaches, and hardier varieties grow well even this far north. But the fruit is delicate, and New Hampshire is on the border of how far north they can grow. Experts estimate that about 90% of peach buds from the Hudson Valley east and north through New England died in this year's freeze. And so while the trees themselves will survive and will likely bear fruit next season, you won't see any local peaches at the farm stand this year, says LaRoque.
Oh, I'm sure we'll have a lot of disappointed customers. We do have a loyal following that do like their peaches. But unfortunately, you can't even find any to get anywhere, so I don't think you'll see any around this year.
For now, he's pinning his hopes on apple season. For NHPR News, I'm Faith Meixel.